Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen. Joining me in studio right now is candidate for the Houghton County Commissioner, 1st District, Tom Tikkanen. Tom, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me here again, Rick.
Talked to you a couple of months ago anyways, as we were leading up to the primary. You passed that stage, now you're into the general election. Your opponent is Rick Kaspersek on the Democrat side, and the general election is November 8th. Let me just ask you, you've been campaigning now here for a few months. What are you hearing out there?
I think that people are very tuned into this election. Obviously, most of the attention is going at the higher levels, the state or the Washington races. But on the other hand, I'm experiencing more people becoming aware of the importance of our local races all through Houghton County and also District 1. Just wanted to make sure that our residents from District 1 are being properly represented at the county level.
Now, there are three contested board positions on the Board of Commissioners this year, so we're bound to see some change, at least in as far as District 1 is concerned, because that's already been decided that there'll be a change there. Does that speak to what the will of the people is, that there is a chance for such a major change to the board if the vote was to all go in one direction?
It's going to be a very interesting local election. As I said before, the other races kind of eclipse our small community here, but the importance to our residents is probably more important at the local level. I think that there's some very interesting races throughout the county. And I believe some of them are too close to call, but more to my home district, which is Hancock and Calumet Townships. Been out talking to a wide variety of people, and the general consensus is people will be happy when the elections are over.
I bet a lot of people share that sentiment and do so every election cycle. Do you get a chance to follow closely what goes on at the current County Board of Commissioners meetings?
I do. I read the minutes, and I know that there's been concerns expressed recently and previously about the degree of transparency or the overall sense of the current commissioners to include the public or be open to the public's questions and concerns. One thing I can say is that the minutes are promptly posted on the HoughtonCounty.net website, and I appreciate the fact that I've been able to review those closely. I think that the other thing that's really brought things to the forefront was the question, or at least the questioning people that felt that there was some questionable support for the medical care facility. I believe that's been resolved. The voters spoke loud and clear in the August primary that they want the medical care facility to be funded and to continue well into the future. So hopefully that issue has been put to rest for the time being. However, we do have to make sure that the county keeps their hat on straight, in the future about that. I feel very strongly about that and want to make sure I'm representing my people from District 1 in that regard. The other thing is I believe we're going to be seeing more and more discussion coming up about the Houghton County Jail and what needs to be done there.
That definitely is perhaps the hottest topic this time around. It's being asked of everybody that's running. It was a popular topic at the candidate forum that you took part of in Hancock. Is there an easy solution to this?
No, but as long as we continue to include the community in every aspect of that conversation and that discussion and the research that we're putting into it, we'll come up with the right solution. Right now I think there's a tendency for both current commissioners and candidates to kind of duck that issue, and understandably, because the voters have spoken loud and clear about whether or not they're willing to fund a new jail. And that question was a resounding no. I frankly can understand where that came from. When we're talking about $14 to $15 million expenditure, that is going to would require new millage. I believe that as much as they as people have said, there's been lots of research put into trying to refurbish or expand the current facility. I remain unconvinced that we can't somehow make that situation much better than what it is currently. It's a ticklish situation. It's one that we have to be very careful and cautious about, but at the same time, one that we have to be bold enough to step forward and start making meaningful improvements. It's people's lives we're talking about there, and so it's not something that we can continue to turn away from.
Now, it all comes down to money, trying to find the money to build a jail. And you're right, the voters had rejected the idea of funding a new jail, though it's been over 50 years since the jail was built, and I don't know how many years it is reasonable to expect to have to build a new jail. 50 years seems a reasonable amount of time, but again, it's something that the commissioners are going to have to deal with. Is it possible to find the money within the current budget?
The current budget, I believe that if we come up with a plan that sets aside a specific amount, and there aren't any easy answers, but nevertheless, if we set aside a specific amount on every annual budget for continued capital improvements, or even to help to finance some of major improvements with the county jail, yes, we can do that. We're going to have to. Because the residents, I don't believe, are prepared to increase millage on any project within the county. I am a fiscal conservative, very open to a wide variety of improvements as a community, including recycling, and the list is rather extensive. But I believe we need to live within our means. Our people largely are on fixed incomes within Houghton County. Our wages by the state average and certainly the national average are low. Our quality of life is why we all live here. That's a given. But nevertheless, I don't believe we're in a position where we can continue to expect people to pay more in local taxes. Property values have remained fairly a pessimist would call our market stagnant, an optimist calls it stable. And I'm an optimist, by the way. I like the fact that we don't suffer the great increases and decreases in our local economy, but at the same time, we have to make sure that we are living within our means. People in everyday life fix their homes, fix their buildings, fix their businesses. They don't necessarily knock them down and start over again. I mean, living in a real world, that's what people like me have to contend with. I believe our government, and most certainly our local government, has to live with those same confines.
Now, I've said it before, I don't have a background in accounting, and I don't know, you know, I've never managed a budget as large as the county's budget. But recently they had $1 million left over from the previous year's budget and looked for a way to allocate those funds. They did so by putting it towards the unfunded liability of past pensions or the pension program. Would you have agreed with that step, or would you have seen that money put somewhere else? And if the issue comes up again next year and you're on the board, what would be your opinion on it?
From what I've been able to glean from the information from this current year, and I believe it would be unfair for me to comment overly much because clearly I'm engaging in some armchair quarterbacking here. But I believe that I don't disagree with the decision that was made. This is not a new circumstance, a new problem. It's been occurring over the span of time, and ultimately you can trace it back to the poor performance or the major problem, you know, that we had with the stock market from some time back. The MERS program, I suspect, might be just a tad antiquated in its approach to things. It's the remnant of a pension program that ultimately treats the employees very well. And I'm not criticizing that, but it's just in today's world, municipalities and certainly businesses are moving more towards the 401k programs or things of that like. The MERS program is one that treats the members very well, but the communities are left with a very expensive proposition. This is one of them. I mean, we're obligated to it. There's not much we can do about that. Our people who work for Houghton County are the best of the best locally. They deserve everything that they've put away themselves and that the county has promised them. There has to be some steps, major steps taken to get things back on a local or a level standing. I've relied heavily on the expert analysis that's been provided by our county administrator, Eric. Nevertheless, I think that I would hope that in the future we're going to be able to temper that and not make so dramatic or find the need to make so dramatic a extra contribution such as they had to do or chose to do this year. We do need that money for other major projects within the community.
You had mentioned recycling earlier. Now, you and I both live up in the first district, and mm-hmm. so we don't have curbside recycling where we are. And Houghton and the cities of Houghton and Hancock, they both have programs, and it's been said that a county really as big as Houghton, as Houghton County, isn't going to have an easy solution as far as getting recycling to the residents. The residents would have to bring it into the town to the waste management or other sites that may collect it. Do you foresee any plan that could bring curbside recycling throughout the county?
I sure do, Rick. I'm a real advocate for that personally. I have strong personal feelings about that. Keep in mind, the county plays a supportive role with our township governments. The township governments within Houghton County, I think, are very strong. They're very vital. They represent their individual residents quite well. Nevertheless, they can be encouraged or be made aware of the opportunities that we have as an overall community here with Houghton County. I believe that our contractors, both private and the bigger ones, Peninsula Sanitation and the like, can be encouraged to provide these expanded services, perhaps in our more rural areas. I know by the country standards, everything's rural here, but speaking from a local perspective, we may very well have to revert to some collection sites, centers, at least in the earlier stages. But I don't see this really as a county-funded or certainly not some sort of a potential county mandate. I believe it's something that would be largely voluntary, at least, and as it is right now in both of our city governments here. But it's an effort that I think would grow once people become more aware of it, that it's something that's right. It's vital for our community, and it gives us a positive impression to the rest of the country, the state, that Houghton County is environmentally aware of just this beautiful area that we live in, and we want to maintain our environment and provide these opportunities for recycling.
You have a history with you've been on the Calumet DDA before, right?
I was, yes. When I resigned from them a couple of years back, they did the math and they found out I was the longest serving DDA member in the village history. I had no idea.
Well, congratulations on that. I bring that up because what can a county board do, if anything, to attract businesses and improve, you know, the jobs outlook for the county outside of our major population centers. I mean, things seem to be doing fairly well in Houghton and Hancock. You know, Calumet has a few opportunities when you're talking about, you know, the village area. But what about bringing in, you know, any way to attract businesses to our rural areas, to our outlying areas where, you know, we still have, a lot of population scattered. And, you know, frankly, if people want jobs, they have to come into town.
Well, I believe we have to stay the course on the programs that we have in place right now. I believe the county has maintained strong support of organizations such as Whoopeter, who is and KEDA, and of course the smart zones with affiliated with Michigan Tech. The results have been very encouraging. As a matter of fact, Houghton County, you know, with the struggles that we have by the Upper Peninsula standards, we're doing quite well as far as attracting new jobs or high-tech jobs in today's world. I believe we have to maintain that effort as well as polishing our image. Recycling is one. That's why it's not just a feel-good enterprise as much as it is an opportunity to promote us as a progressive area that's aware of the fact that we need to minimize our waste. Michigan Tech is such a beacon for, you know, high-tech or, you know, new engineering, thoughtful new innovations within the state and throughout the country. I believe that working with Jeff down at the Whoopeter and the other organizations that we support, we'll continue to, you know, the slow and steady wins the game. We have some new, every year there's some new developments, Houghton, Hancock, in the Calumet, Wren zones, areas like that. Just across the border in Keweenaw County, there's some business development, which employs Houghton County residents. So it's still, as I say, we need to continue what we're doing, make sure that we don't cut back on those efforts.
You've also served as the director for Main Street Calumet, and a big responsibility in that role was, you know, sort of like marketing for the village area of Calumet to promote going-ons there in Calumet. Any of that can be transferred to the county that, you know, can the county market itself better?
There's always an opportunity for improvement in that vein. And I believe the county's been doing a decent job of that, but, you know, it's the four-point approach from the Main Street communities. And, you know, it's design, which is celebrating really the history of our architecture, our extraordinary downtowns, our traditional downtowns that we have a wealth of, really, in Houghton County. But economic development is something that we had just talked about here. But the promotion of our Houghton County community throughout the state, throughout the Midwest, the world, is something that has been done reasonably well through our website at houghtoncounty.net. For folks who haven't gotten there, you need to dig around in there. You'd be amazed at the information that's available. But then the economic restructuring of the area as far as making sure that we have an abundance of opportunities for business development, and I think that's where it gets really interesting when we're talking about energy security. We are hundreds of miles from our power sources for electricity. People are just now, Rick, becoming more aware of how expensive and how ripped off we are with electric rates around here. Okay, now, it goes beyond my little household budget and saying, my gosh, I can't believe how much the power bill is this month. although everyone, I think, shares that same conversation. How can we really expect development in a meaningful way for businesses, and whether it be manufacturing or any other, run the full gamut? How can we expect businesses to pay these rates when they can go elsewhere and pay a fraction? And you don't have to go too terribly far out of the region to find rates that are much, much, much more affordable. We've found, plenty of explanations on why we pay these high rates and all that. But the bottom line is, instead of trying to solve the problems and starting to generate electricity closer to the area, we find there's efforts to shut down what few power plants we have locally. White Pine's an example right there. Okay, fine, that may not lower our electric rates in the short term, but we have to protect ourselves from getting cut off completely from energy being cut off. People might roll their eyes at this and consider me to be a bit of an alarmist about it, but on the other hand, we have been cut off from electricity within the last year a couple of times, and in both cases, the word was sketchy at first as to how soon it would be returned. I believe there are means available for us to produce energy locally at an much more affordable rate, and that's a discussion unto itself. But I look forward, and hopefully we can include the community in a intelligent discussion about that.
Two new power plants are supposed to be up and running in 2020 here in the Upper Peninsula. Rumor has it one of those plants to be located in Baraga County. So I'm hoping that turns out to be how it plays out, that it helps us.
I think it's an opportunity for the community to become more involved in it and perhaps be a bit more engaged in just how it is developed. My understanding is that it's all, and it's understandable, but we're talking about natural gas. Well, that's fine. We have other resources available, too, that I think can help to generate electricity and create more local jobs that are associated with production of electricity locally.
So you're referring to alternative fuels, biomass, solar, wind, geothermal?
All of the above. You're right. And it's not the stuff of science fiction any longer. It's been heavily researched in the area. We've had qualified experts from overseas, particularly the Finns, who have been generating electricity for decades through biomass or wood-burning plants. And while that may conjure up some negative visions in the minds of some folks, it's been proven that we have enough biomass to generate electricity locally in a clean, environmentally friendly manner. And we're not talking about cutting down forests. We're talking about using the slashings left over from our current forestry operations.
We're running short on time here. We got about a minute and a half left, but I just wanted to ask you about transparency from the board. Is there a ways that the board can provide better information to the public for those that aren't able to attend meetings?
Yes, and I appreciate you bringing that up because as 10 years as executive director in Main Street Calumet, we operated totally from, we didn't get taxpayer support, or funds from that. So we needed to be as open and as transparent as possible to encourage people to help us support efforts to redevelop our communities, but at the same time show up with their ideas and become part of the solution. As far as the we have to be completely open to the media at all levels at all times. And the website that the county maintains does a pretty darn good job of that. But I think if there are opportunities, if people have ideas about that, bring them forward. If we can have the community feel engaged and welcomed at the various meetings throughout the county and the committees and groups that are maintained and run over the course of the month. That it doesn't all just happen at the county board meeting. I would encourage people to get to become aware and take part. It's local government. It's where the rubber meets the road, and it's where changes occur.
If somebody has a question for your campaign or they want to follow it, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can. I'm easy to get a hold of. My email address is as simple as it comes, tomt@pasty.net.
Thanks, Tom, for coming on the program.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.